Hello everybody, I'm George from Ireland. Thank you for coming back to my channel. This is about anti-Semitism in the United Kingdom, because that was that terror. Fortunately, neither of them died, and a suspect has been charged with their murder in Golders Green, one of the most distinctively Jewish areas in the United Kingdom. Jewish people are still a minority, even in Golders Green. On certain streets, they might be the majority, but often they're Orthodox Jews and identifiable clothing and headgear, or maybe the restaurants that they might be going to, having a mezuzah on the door, you know, with the scrolls of the Torah in there and a Hebrew letter on the outside. So anti-Semitism, that is prejudice against, hatred against Jewish people. I know, strictly speaking, Semites are Ishmaelites too, descendants of Shem in the Holy Bible. Perhaps I should say Judeophobia more accurately. Now, it ought to go without saying, but something that really bears repeating, that obviously prejudice against people for their ethnicity or their faith is despicable. No one should be mistreated on the basis of his or her ethnic group, citizenship, skin color, place of birth, or indeed religious faith or subscribing to no faith whatsoever. And Jews have surely had it worse than any other people historically, because obviously within living memory, there was a concerted effort to annihilate the Jewish people by the National Socialist government in Germany and the many countries they controlled. And fortunately, you know, Germany's everything they can to erase anti-Semitism and certainly, you know, faced up to the many monstrous crimes committed by the Nazi regime. Now anti-Semitism, unfortunately, still lives on. It's been around for a long time. I know there's been odium against every religion, probably every ethnic group, but probably Jews more so than anyone else, partly because they were the minority everywhere. And in Christendom, there was a lot of bigotry against them on the basis they were Christ killers or whatever. Or they got the message of Jesus first and yet they rejected it. Although, wait a second, the apostles, they were all Jews. I think there's less anti-Semitism in Christendom now, but more in the Islamic world. And I'm not saying that most Muslims are anti-Jewish, but some certainly are. I remember going on holiday to Egypt several years ago and seeing in a bookshop a booklet, and had photos of ultra-Orthodox Jews. You could tell they're Haredim by their clothing. And I don't read Arabic. I can pronounce the letters. I don't know what it means. Asking an Egyptian friend, what is that? And that was the Protocols of the Elders of Zion. So being sold in Egypt and some other Arab countries as though it's a historical document. It's a hoax produced about 1900 to blackguard the Jewish community and say they had this nefarious conspiracy to take over the world. Goodness. So, but a lot of anti-Semitic incidents. It spiked in 2023 with 4,296, a lot of them coming off the 7th of October attacks. This is according to the Community Security Trust, which is a Jewish security guard organization. Fortunately, down a bit last year, 3,700. Obviously, still too high. Of course, I'd like it to be zero. Got to be realistic. It's never going to get to zero. It's 1,662 in the year before the 7th of October. And obviously, we're only partway through 2026. And they define that as vandalism, as assaults, as threats. I think abusive language. I'm not sure if it's saying it to somebody's face. It has to be online recorded. You know, there used to be just vile desecration of graves and things like that. Why Jewish tombstones were often lying flat. They're harder to vandalize if they're upright like that. They had to be like that, and so on. Goodness. So. And so they are surveys, seeing whether people subscribe to Judeophobic tropes. And they said that 21% of adults hold strongly anti-Jewish opinions. There are others who hold mildly anti-Jewish opinions. They said the 21%, that's as doubly as high as it was only 5 years ago, and things like that. Goodness. And Jewish people feel more under threat. So in 2023, only 9% of Jewish people felt very unsafe. It's now 35%. So some of them are making aliyah, as in moving to Israel. So if you can prove you're Jewish by ethnicity or religion, then you can go to Israel and get citizenship in a matter of months, even if you can't speak Hebrew. Men demonstrate at least limited knowledge of the Hebrew language, and so on. And 47% of Jewish people says that anti-Semitism is a major problem. Only 11% said that in 2012. So, of course, somewhat is related to the Gaza issue. Now, it's very important not to conflate Jews with Israel. Most Jewish people in the world are not Israelis and never have been Israeli citizens. I know there's ancient Israel, thousands of years ago. And 25% of people who live in Israel are not Jewish. Often they're Israeli Arabs or they're foreign citizens who are resident in Israel, often as guest workers and so forth. So yes, it's right to stridently criticize the governments of, the government of Israel, what the Netanyahu administration is doing, certain actions by the Israeli Defense Force, without saying that Jewish people are generally to blame. They're certainly not, okay? So they're good and bad people in all religions, they're good and bad people of all nationalities and ethnicities and so forth. And it's wrong to judge a group by their worst adherence. Likewise, there's Islamophobia in the United Kingdom, anti-Muslim prejudice by taking the worst people who subscribe to that religion, members of Al-Qaeda or the Taliban or whatever. And so then there's Zionism, the belief that, Israel should be a homeland for Jewish people. You might agree with that, disagree with that. You could disagree with that without saying that Jews are generally bad or should be mistreated in any way. So it's terrible what's happening. It's been pointed out there are thousands of stabbings in the United Kingdom each year, thousands. Fortunately, quite a small percentage result in death. I'd rather there are none. So it'd be wrong to exaggerate this. Two Jewish men stabbed, seems because they were identified as Jews. Thousands of other people get stabbed, and we don't say it's because they're whatever. Maybe they're not stabbed for their ethnicity or apparent religion, not stabbed because they're Buddhists or atheists or Yorkshireman or white or black or something like that. We shouldn't, you know, make a mountain out of a molehill. I know attempted murder is very, very serious. Fortunately, anti-Semitic violence is quite low. Of course, I'd rather there was none whatsoever. Now, I'm just worried that this terrible incident in Golders Green will be exploited by the likes of Netanyahu to say, let's kill even more people in Lebanon. Let's kill even more people in Iran. You know, how many people was it? 17 people killed the other day. Civilians all killed in Israel by the Lebanese, by the Israeli Defense Forces. Okay, I'm not saying that the Jewish people in the UK, obviously, absolutely not to blame for that. It's still absolutely wrong to mistreat any Jewish person. No matter what the Israeli government has done, they're not directly or indirectly responsible. And okay, some British Jewish people are supportive of what Prime Minister Netanyahu was doing, but you know, it still doesn't make terrorism right. So yes, I wish obviously it could be got rid of. I've got to be realistic. I don't think it's going to be got rid of ever. We can at least reduce it. We try and do this through education and so on. See the horrors of anti-Semitism. I was privileged to meet a Holocaust survivor from Moldova. This is about 20 years ago. She's probably not alive. She's rather elderly at the time. I've been to Sachsenhausen, the concentration camp in Germany, where a lot of people were killed, Station Z lined up and shot dead. Now, I think only a minority of those killed there were Jewish. There were French prisoners of war. There were Soviet prisoners of war. There were British prisoners of war who weren't actually that true. The British ones aren't treated that badly. Political prisoners and so on. So anti-Semitism is a more serious problem than I'd realized, partly by anti-Semitic rhetoric. I would rather there was none. What is to be done? I'm not sure what we can do more than we're doing already. And the trouble is, as I say, people trying to misuse this to falsely redefine legitimate castigation of the Israeli government's actions and pretend that that's anti-Semitism, just like people do this, pretend it's Islamophobia, when it's simply a robust critique of the likes of Al-Qaeda and the Taliban and so forth. All right. Anyway, so what can I say? Equality, justice for all. So do what you can to promote good feeling between people of different ethnicities and religions. Thanks for watching my video. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, Dead and PayPal, georgecallan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.